On this episode, the primary objective of mindful edging.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening, for watching. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe button, depending on what platform you're on. That way you get future episodes of the show. Let's talk about mindful edging. Whether we call it mindful edging or self-love or solo sex or sacred edging or sacred solo sex, whatever you would like to call it, the basic premise is that masturbation as a man, as a human, but we also need to specify as a man because there are some differences there, that masturbation can be an empowering, high vibration practice that can ground you and center you and heal you and lift you up and empower you. That basic premise is one that is very different from how most of society views masturbation, from how most men have experienced masturbation, but it is very much real. So let's call it mindful edging. What is the objective of mindful edging? Let's get as much to the essence of this as we can and compare that to the essence of the previous way that most guys are engaged in, that we were engaged in before we found a higher vibration path, before we found the path of mindful edging. What was our objective before? Well, first of all, I think a key point is that we didn't really have an objective. It wasn't that intentional. We were just being pulled around by this compulsion. If we could break it down to an objective from simply a process standpoint, it's often what? Get as aroused as possible from some external stimulus, and then eventually reach some point of release in the body and get that physiological impact in the body. That's about as far as most guys go, and most guys don't even go that far. Again, we're just really, I mean, I know this was my experience. I know this is the experience of really everyone that I've spoken with, at least for some period of their life. And that is, in essence, just compulsion, just getting pulled around by this lust. And that's fine, because that's part of what keeps us alive as a species, is the fact that everyone, no matter what state we're in, no matter what our mentality, no matter what our awareness, we have that base drive. That's a good thing, because it does keep the species alive, and it has for a long time. However, we can and ought to go well beyond that. So if the old way was essentially no objective at all, or on some level, get as aroused as possible from some external stimulus and get off, get release, right? What is the objective of mindful edging? It is very, very simple in terms of the idea. It takes stacking bricks over time. It takes leaning into the depth of it and the nuance of it. But the premise is very simple, and it is this. We are connecting with ourselves. That's it. Mindful edging, our objective is to connect with ourselves, to connect with ourselves more deeply, to understand and acknowledge and heal and be with and be aroused by and be in love with and feel worthy of all the parts of us, all the depth of us. That's the objective. And moment to moment, we may just be in a place of just presence, of feeling what we're feeling. But we do have an objective when we engage in something like this, or we ought to. We ought to know what our primary objective is. And it's that. It's connect with yourself. It's connect with yourself more deeply. And as you connect with yourself more deeply, you will heal yourself. You will enlighten yourself. You will raise your vibration. You will raise your level of life force energy. You will tap into more creativity. All of those things. Or if we get more into the nitty gritty of, yes, you will improve your erections. You will improve your stamina having sex with partners. You will be able to transmute sexual energy into creative ideas and inspiration and solutions in your life. if we follow the objective and have the primary intention of connecting with ourselves, of just deeply and with curiosity and with openness and with acceptance, connecting with ourselves, as a byproduct of that, those things will happen. And yes, there's some specific techniques and strategies and perspective about various aspects of this. But let's always keep the primary objective in mind. It will serve you well. And that is to connect with yourself. You are worth connecting with in a deep way. You are worth exploring in a deep way in and of yourself. Period. That's the objective. I hope that you have a mindful edging practice. If you don't, I hope that you're at least opening your mind to the idea or getting started with that. I know that as you move along this journey and you move into a place where it does become more sacred, and that word sacred, let's not get too hung up on specific ideas about what that means. To me, what sacred really means, it means connecting with yourself, because you have God, universe within you. You are God, universe, however you want to think about it. That's you. It's within you. So as you connect with yourself and within yourself, you're connecting with the sacred. Whatever is sacred, whatever exists, you can connect with it within yourself. That's sacred. That's mindful edging. If we keep that objective in mind as we move along that journey, it'll transform everything, because it shifts all the ways that we approach little aspects of this in a way that is higher vibration, in a way that is sacred, in a way that will lead you to uncover more of yourself. And you are awesome and powerful and connected and worthy and loved and loving. And all of those things can all be found within you. That is the objective. Thank you again for watching and listening. I really appreciate you guys being on this journey with me. Wherever we are on the journey, me, you, everybody else that's out there listening, watching, what really matters is not where we are. What matters is, are we stepping forward? Are we stepping inward? I know that if you're here and you got this far in this episode, you are stepping forward and inward. And I congratulate you for that. And I appreciate you for that. Keep stepping. We'll talk to you soon.